We've all heard of the shows about secret government facilities. Warehouse 13 is different. Instead of finding terrorists or fighting aliens, they search for dangerous artifacts. These artifacts are connected to historical people and are often created during moments of great emotion. The history of the artifacts relate to the plot of the show. In the audio clip, Micah, played by Joanne Kelly, explains to Claudia, played by Allison Scagliotti, how the artifact is connected to history.
Claudia, what is it? I don't know, but it looks familiar. Mrs. Kinzer reported that there was a flash of light, her porch lights blew, and her car battery died, right? It could have been caused by something like an electromagnetic pulse. And I've seen this before in photos of the aftermath of Hiroshima. There were impressions, almost shadows, of the victims that were left after the bombs fell.
But Jason Kinzer was in the middle of his yard, so there's no place to see a shadow.
Right.
Are we saying that whatever happened to Brandon might
be something nuclear?
The bombing of Hiroshima occurred during World War II in 1945. It's these moments that cause us to remember. Also, if someone doesn't know about it, they might take the time to learn about the people, what was going on, and why. Events like these simply don't disappear. An interesting point about Warehouse 13 is the show has many characters who are real people from history. The English writer H.G. Wells, the television pioneer Philo Farnsworth, the electrical engineer Nikola Tesla, and many more contribute with gadgets, conflict, or assistance. For example, in the show there is a stun gun called a Tesla. Nikola Tesla never invented one, but the Tesla could have been one of his inventions. H.G. Wells is also brought into the situation several times. Now, H.G. is a man in history, but the plot of the show portrays the true H.G. as a woman. In fact, two characters represent H.G., a man and a woman. H.G. has a flashback revisiting her brother, the face of H.G. Wells. The audience then learns her brother takes the credit for her writing. Warehouse 13 is in present day, so how is H.G. a part of the investigations if she was born in 1866? Well, they have a machine called a bronzer. If they find anyone they feel is dangerous, then they are bronzed. The bronzer is basically like when Han Solo is frozen in carbonite. Except when they're debronzed, or unfrozen, they don't experience temporary blindness. Instead, they come back fully prepared to resume their normal lives, which usually involve plotting the downfall of the warehouse. The ideas may come from history and historical figures, but it's all very modern. For example, they find Edgar Allan Poe's pen in the hands of a bullied high school student. The reason being, he wanted to impress a girl with poetry. However, Poe's pen poisons his mind, turning him into a greedy, revenge-seeking student. Whatever he writes becomes reality. Even though the pen is from the 1800s, it can solve the problems many of us want to fix. It provides absolute control over the people around you and your own life. It sounds tempting, but comes at a price. In order for the control, the student throws away his humanity, thus bringing in the need for the agents at Warehouse 13. They are here to protect us from the dangers of our past and from our own human weakness. Warehouse 13 pulls key moments in history together for people to reflect on. The show makes the point that even though these events have already occurred, they're still relevant for life today. Each artifact brings up an event, writer, engineer, pioneer, villain, or anything that moves us forward or back. Through each event in person, we see the worst and best of humanity. Warehouse 13 reminds us of our roots through danger, mystery, and the triumph of good over evil.